You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morena Rob Bollocks, or as I should ask, someone on the text machine has said, if you were American, would you be Bobby Balls?
Would ya?
Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, there we go.
Parallel. Well, as I said, only if there was an Irish pub.
Yep.
Called, I mean, the dogs.
No.
No.
No, there's not.
Anyway, Morena.
Good morning, yeah.
What have you been investigating for us this week?
I really want to mention something what happened last week.
Thank you.
Better, sorry. I'm going to talk about it. It's a little bit old. But in February, a team of researchers exploring the Bounty Trough, which is off the east coast of New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They found about 100 new and potential new marine species.
Fun.
I quite like the idea that they just went one time and like, oh, yep, yeah. 1, 2, 3, yeah. 4, 5. We don't know what that one is. So 6, maybe?
Where have you guys been?
That's so cool.
Altogether, they collected about 1,800 samples during a three-week expedition. And some of them at depths of 450 metres.
Wow.
So that's pretty
blimey.
Deep.
That is deep.
So there's a new mollusks, there's a new shrimp and a new cephalopod.
Wake up, babe. New shrimp just drops.
Well, in some households, it would be going off, I tell you. One of the finds is baffling the experts. Firstly, they thought it was a new sea anemone or sea star, but taxonomists, I've never heard of them before, they study loads of things.
Taxonomist.
Yeah, they
so close.
Taxonomist.
Taxonomist.
Taxonomist. What did I say?
Taxonomist.
Well, they multitask. They can do your tax returns and stuff. Anyway, put me right off now.
Sorry.
They look at new plants and all that, and they identify them and name unknown species.
Cool.
They think it's neither of these. It could be a new species of octo coral.
So wait, not a shrimp.
No, it's not a sea anemone or star.
Okay, sorry. I thought we were still talking about shrimps here.
Octo coral.
That's
sounds
a
like
band
something
name.
Out of Transformers, doesn't it?
Fun.
Yeah.
Where's the non-existent band name
yeah.
Sting?
Oh, you should have been here. You should have been here last week. I had loads of them. They're colonial organisms made up of cochils of tiny little polyps. They are called the sea fans of the tropical reefs.
Aww.
Makes them sound a little good. Right. Anyway, that's that. Now, music.
Okay.
Electronic music appears to alter our state of consciousness, according to a new study.
Oh, you brought us a prop for this, so I'm going to bring it up in the background.
Yeah, this song was actually played. The study was carried out by the University of Barcelona. They got 19 individuals between the ages of 18 and 22, and they were given 6 one-minute snippets of electronic music to listen to at either 99, 131 or 171 BPM.
Wow, okay.
The researchers used an instrument. I'm not kidding you not. This instrument is 23 letters long, and there's no way am I even... What? I looked at it once
you
and my head hurt.
Give it a go, and then we'll get Stella to give it a go.
I didn't even write it down.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, you just said it's a long...
Nothing needs to be that long.
Yeah, fair cop.
Anyway, they put all these electrodes to their scalp, and it gave an insight into the individual's state of consciousness, which was significantly different from the normal waking state.
Was it an EEG?
Yeah, but I don't know, 23...
It's hard to say. Yeah. Electroencephalogram.
Yeah, you've been to university. How do you think I'm going to cope with that? The participants were asked several questions to the neurological impact of the music on the state of consciousness. For example, their focus and reaction times. Researchers found that individuals' brain activity synchronised with the rhythms they were hearing at 99 BPM.
Whoa.
Where they experienced the feeling of unity the most. This study helps build a case for benefits of entertainment disassociation. Disassociative, like states of therapeutic stress-busting tool.
Need to breathe at the end of that sentence.
But
they're saying is going to a rave is good for you is what I'm hearing here.
But then I thought, yeah, that's great. But what if you don't like electronic music? You hate it. It's going to be a nightmare for you.
As
you were saying off air, really, if music, you listen to a bit of music and you go, oh, hello, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to do the same sort of thing.
I feel like there's probably, you could probably do a lot of different studies about how music alters your state of consciousness. I think that there is something fascinating about when you think about what happens when, you know, a non-scientific study of going out to a club or going to a rave or going to a party and hearing music and it gets you in a rhythm or a headspace or something. This song is very psytrance.
I'm gonna play this in its entirety again on Saturday because I really, really like this. And I had a bit of an experience listening to this.
So this is one of the songs. This is Vertex with Audio Slave. This is one of the songs they played a little bit of.
Yeah.
What BPM are we working with here?
I think this, I don't know. Someone tell us.
So we could work it out, but...
Yeah, I can't count that much. So.
EEGs are really cool.
Tell us about EEGs, Stella.
They measure the electric activity of the brain, and they have, like, markers. Like, there's one for sleeping.
Okay.
There's a certain kind of rhythm.
Yes.
I've had one.
Whoa!
They're really spooky-ooky. I did one... did you like that?
The double spooky ookie.
Yeah, spooky ookie.
Wow. Do you want to talk about it? Maybe off air.
Yeah, maybe off air. I'm still processing it. No, but it's real funny because they put shampoo in your hair because it needs to be able to kind of conduct to the skin.
Whoa.
So your hair can't get in the way. If you're bald, you're in luck.
Oh, easier
so shampoo if you're bald. Needed. But it does look really freaky on your scalp.
So it is what they put on people's heads in science fiction movies they put them on the bed and, like, you know, do science stuff. Wow. That's pretty cool.
They're fun.
How was your brain when they did it?
They didn't tell me how my brain was.
Listen, just talk to her.
It was a study. So we'll see when the findings get published.
When they actually take them off. You can take them off now.
It's still on my head.
Yeah. Didn't want to say, but your head was looking a bit crazy. Got a poem for us today, Rob?
No.
Should we just listen to a bit of this Vertex then?
Yep.
Thank you very much, Rob.
See ya.
Bobby Balls.
Stop.
There's a challenge in higher density areas for people to get outside and to spread their legs when they are
Wow, thank you very much, Rob. I hope everyone's on a higher plane of consciousness right now. Stella's trying to find us a photo of her with the... What is it? The ECG,
EEG. ECG is your heart.
Oh, that's the other one. Yeah. Okay. The EEG.
Electricity. Hence E.
Ah.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Rob. We will see you next week. Have a lovely time until then.
Thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.